Huntington has hired the first full-time female fire chief in the state of West Virginia.
Faithfully discharge
the duties of fire chief.
The duties of fire chief.
For the city of Huntington.
For the city of Huntington.
To the best of my skill and judgment.
To the best of my skill and judgment.
So help me God.
Jan Rader is the first female in the state to lead a professional fire department. The one-time gemologist who worked at a jewelry store in Washington, D.C., didn't see this day coming. Rader says one day while working in the jewelry store, a woman had a heart attack and she couldn't help. She says thankfully two women in the store were there and helped the woman. From there, Rader says her feelings on life changed and she wanted to help people.
It, like a light bulb went off in my head. It's like, first off, I never want to feel helpless again.
This experience also showed Rader that women could be firemen too. After the woman had a heart attack, the Fairfax County Fire and Rescue were called, and some of the workers were women. From there, things changed.
Within a couple weeks, I had taken a CPR class, so I'd know what to do, and then I filled out an application to be a volunteer in Fairfax County to see if it'd be something I'd like.
Which led her to take a test with the Huntington Fire Department closer to her hometown of Ironton, Ohio, just across the river from Huntington. And 22 years after working her way up the ladder, Rader is now the first paid female fire chief in West Virginia. In the state, there are 438 fire departments, according to the West Virginia State Fire Marshal. Only 12 of those departments have full-time chiefs, Huntington being one of them. Of the others, there are 12 female chiefs running volunteer departments.
I'm stubborn enough that I'm certainly not going to allow anybody else to dictate what I will and will not do as far as career choice. I didn't sign up for the career to please anybody else. I did it because it's really what I wanted to do.
Rader says at one point there was one other woman who worked for the fire department, but since the late 90s, she's been the only one. Rader was named interim chief in December when former Chief Carl Eastham retired. She was immediately thrust into a budget crisis that involved the fire department. Huntington Mayor Steve Williams says it's Rader's leadership and ability to communicate that's helped throughout the process. He says she has the qualities you want in a leader.
Passion, compassion. She's a teacher. She has an intellectual curiosity that doesn't come natural to a lot of folks. And she knows a little bit about everything. And because of that, she can just relate to them. People are just naturally drawn to her.
Rader also serves on the Office of Drug Control Policy in Huntington. She says she was led to that role by encountering the number of people she saw addicted to drugs during emergency calls with the fire department. One of the people she helped save is Mickey Watson. He overdosed twice. Both times, Rader saved his life. Watson says he owes his life and recovery to Rader and her commitment to help those dealing with addiction in the Huntington community.
She's the reason I'm sitting here. She saved my life twice in a week because I choose to live a different life. I was strung out. And she didn't give up when I overdosed. All rights, I should be dead as long as I was out. But I've seen the video, and she wasn't stopping until I was alive.
Fellow fireman Charlie Shoemaker says Rader is good for the department.
She's a very, very competent leader. She's a very good fire ground officer. She's very safety conscious and wants to move this department forward in a very progressive manner. And I think that it's a very positive step in the right direction for the City of Huntington Fire Department.
People like Mickey Watson say Rader can accomplish whatever she sets her mind to, and he's a prime example of that.
She is the perfect example of what a leader in our community should be.
Watson has been sober since November of 2015. Rader says she doesn't worry about the pressure of being the only woman, even though she has met some resistance.
You know what? They expect me to fail. So that's beautiful, because if I fail, so what? That's what they expect. But if I succeed, then they're never going to forget.
Rader says she'll serve in the role of fire chief for as long as Mayor Williams will have her. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.